This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Ace's joke of the day, Christie's lunch, and a hand attached to the groin. Right after this song from Tim Wilson.
John Rocker, your proctologist called. They just found your head. You've been awarded the golden rubber glove for that stupid stuff you said. You had the biggest mouth in baseball. We tried to shut you up. So in New York, even in your street clothes, you probably ought to wear a cup. Well, John, you're off your rocker. You better clean out that locker or go out and throw about 22 perfect games. They're saving you a spot next to Marge Schott in the Dip Poop Hall of Fame.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You feel it?
I feel what?
It. Oh, I feel the Ace Cosby joke of the day on the way.
Not feeling it!
You will all chuckle and you can just sit over
I'm a
there.
Denier. That's right.
Okay, fine.
I'm an Ace Cosby joke denier.
That's Chip McGee over at Hostility Central.
You're an acist, aren't you?
Shut up! Yes, I am. Jeez. I'm a big, fat acist.
So. Hey, this is really unintentionally very funny.
Wow. I was going to go with...
And it makes you think.
Yes, it does.
I was going to go with uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Where was I? I lost my place.
Racism is hard to talk about.
Yeah, it sure is. But if we don't talk about it, it'll only get bigger.
Exactly.
Christy Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. She and I want to leave.
Yeah.
Why? You don't want to work on ace relations?
Okay. My ace relations are great.
I don't have an ace warrior.
We had
here.
Lunch earlier this week. I had a very nice chat.
How does that go? You what? And Ace, let's set the scene. You guys, was it a nice restaurant, an upscale restaurant, a medium restaurant?
Oh, it was a Thai restaurant.
Yes. A nice Thai restaurant?
Yeah. So I'd say medium scale, huh?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So the problem with this, I feel bad for this place because they're doing major construction in front of it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We were one of six people in the whole restaurant, which was sad.
Sounds like heaven.
Mm. Yeah, perfect. But... As Ace said, it's really quiet in here.
So now,
where'd you guys go, Tomaine's?
No. God,
yeah,
no,
where their motto
great.
Is, who are you going to believe, us or the health department?
My favorite.
Did you have the beef Tomaine?
No, I had a nice tofu pad Thai. It was wonderful.
Are you kidding me?
That sounds good, yeah.
No sugar on your grapefruit. No butter on your popcorn.
Tofu pad thai.
Yes, with extra vegetables. It's great.
Good for you.
Someone do something about her.
No, it's wonderful.
Do you like to get the old-fashioned Spam with the gel and just not eat the meat and just eat the gel?
No, I don't do Spam.
Okay, well.
And Ace.
What did Ace have?
Paid.
Well, let's see. They don't have a coupon, do they?
No. It was great.
I got lunchtime money.
I bet he didn't tip.
I bet so.
He did tip.
All right.
Cosby. What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Not to be insensitive to Tom, but I can cut a piece of wood by staring at it.
Is that right?
Wow,
it's true.
Really?
It's true. I saw it with my own eyes.
I didn't know it was the joke.
There you go. Very funny.
And we would just like to apologize for what Josh said. Of course, that's an ace stereotype.
It's an acial stereotype.
Acial stereotype. It just doesn't hold water, really. It does.
Our ace relations are fine.
I don't eat seafood.
Okay.
Well, you don't go down on the corner. Things like that.
Whoa.
Out in the street. Yeah. Willie and the Poor Boys. Oh, where were we? Oh, I know. We were talking about, we had a world record.
Yeah.
What was it again? The guy with his middle finger moved a giant ship.
Back to this?
It's not a ship. It's like a tugboat.
No, but it weighs
220 tons.
I know, but
it's a big ship.
Yeah.
What size would please you?
You said 20.
One of those big container ships.
I'm not talking about a boat.
Come on.
No, this is what,
Josh, did you see this?
I did. I'm impressed, I have to admit.
This guy's with his middle finger only tied to a line that is attached to this giant boat. He's pulling it.
He's not a big guy either.
He's on shore, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course he's on shore.
And he's using a metal ladder that's attached to the...
They lay a ladder down so he can hold on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's impressive.
What happened to the good old days when they would rip phone books in half? Oh, I know. There are no phone books anymore.
There's a trick to that. You're supposed to peel them back, and then you... start them slow.
It's a trick to the...
I didn't want to know that.
The trick is being super strong, I think.
Well, you got to be strong, but not super strong.
This guy's middle finger, is that strong? That's impressive.
How did he not pull his finger off?
I don't know. Again, his wife, very pleased.
Yeah, yeah, almost too pleased.
He's got it all taped up and...
Yeah. Whoop-dee-doo.
I agree. Whoop-dee-doo. Okay.
Let's move forward. Do you have anything else?
What world record would you like to break, Tom? You ever thought about that?
The way you love world records.
Yeah.
There's nothing I really could do.
I think there's something you could do.
No.
Wouldn't be laying on your side.
Wouldn't be an eating record.
No. It wouldn't be an eating record? You couldn't eat like the most blueberries with a toothpick or something?
No. Not at all.
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have one you'd like to do?
No. I just, you're so interested
Josh?
In
Josh?
I want to be, why not? I'll be the fattest man on the planet. Ride one of those bikes around.
Just let it all go, man.
Yep. No, you're not. No. Surgeons in the UK saved a man's hand by attaching it to his groin.
Is that right?
Really? Anthony Lelliott required 17 hours of surgery after he nearly cut off his hand in two places with... an electric saw.
Oh, God.
Oops.
True enough.
Doctors at St. George's Hospital attached the 46-year-old's hand to his groin to help the skin grow back. Hmm. They also harvested nerves and veins from Lelliott's forearm and foot. He did lose his middle finger, though. The bone was used to help reconstruct his palm.
Ah.
He has since regained some movement and feeling in the hand.
Oh.
The first time I ever heard about anything like this.
Yeah, he had to have it there for 2 weeks.
Do you remember the...
Yeah, it was the guy's wee-wee.
Yeah, I'll never forget it because it was the first time I'd ever seen the word penis in a story coming over the radio news wire.
Wasn't it in Kansas? He ran over it with a lawnmower?
No, the guy had a rotary lawnmower.
Yeah.
And he put the blade got stuck. He put the motor on it. He put the lawnmower on its side. Are you picturing this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Straddled the lawnmower.
Yeah.
It was, mind you, still running.
Unbelievable.
And the blade wasn't moving, though, because it was caught
stuck
in something.
Right.
So he got it unstuck, and the blade came around and sliced off his male member. And the story was, now, do you remember if you remember, I'm not kidding when I say this, they took his male member and they put it by the inside of his elbow area.
Crook. In the crook.
Yeah.
And the brilliant surgeons gave it a blood supply and everything else so they could clean up other areas of his body, and then later on they moved it. Wow, so.
Yeah,
that's a totally
true story. No, I know, yeah.
This is very similar. There was another guy, they had to do that, and they put it just on his temple.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Oh, really? Right there on his face?
Really? That guy was cocking. For 3 weeks.
Yeah, I thought we'd never hack our way through that jungle. Boy, oh boy.
So this guy, though, they took his hand and they put it, I guess, by the blood supply down by his groin, which is...
What's the visual joke? You put the hand on upside down. How's it going?
It's a visual joke. Yeah, you get one thumb up and one down.
The camera.
I guess, although like most guys, I'm sure his hand was used to being down there.
Yeah, yeah. I've had doctors offer to do that for me, but you want me just to sew it down there?
let's just cut out the middle man.
Yeah, just leave it, Doc. It's down there most of the time. Anyway.
I got something.
The famous thing, though, about the guy this is a true story about the guy in the lawnmower.
Sure, absolutely.
It just goes to show it's how incredibly dangerous a lot of these tools are. You got to be super careful.
Oh, mm-hmm. They should outlaw chainsaws.
No. You got to know what you're doing when you use them. No, but this guy, when he cut his male member off straddling the lawnmower, the saddest part of it, remember the thing? The saddest part of the story was his dad came out and said, "You missed the spot."
Yeah.
You can never mow your yard.
No.
Good enough for your
dad. You could have the crew from
Augusta
come over to your house, and your dad would come out.
Lines are crooked.
What happened over there? Better get the edger. You got your guitar out, Pat.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Do
you have a song about this?
I do. Here we go. It's an uplifting number. Hope you enjoy it.
Wait.
So the hand to the groin of the man who used a chainsaw. Wait 2 weeks for the hand to heal and you will see.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Arnold had his hand attached to his crotch from 17 to 23. You can wave in the John to the others as you take a pee.
Take a pee.
So push. I don't think we need a second.
Okay.
It's very nice. Hand.
And you can go ahead and edit that 17 to 33 would be fine.
33, 41.
Whoa. It doesn't rhyme.
Things have slowed down for me.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that happen when you hit 41 or whatever?
Hey, you get real women.
Well, I think that's what happened when your house gets full.
Oh, yeah, the odds are getting cocked away.
Yeah, well, we've done our job here today. Go now. Wow. So where were we? We covered whirly pops, mullets, and Christy
hands
Lee.
Attached to groins.
On a quick subject change, before time runs out, the clock is ticking. We're doing our special NutriChomps Big Sweetie photo contest. What does that mean? Well, your dog, big or little, is a big sweetie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Send us a picture of your dog, and then we'll vote on the best picture, and someone's going to win a year's supply of NutriChomps, the safe treat for your dog. Check it out at NutriChomps.com. To enter your photo, to go to BobandTom.com/contest. Let's see your doggy. Now, she's a lover of dogs and a lover of the news.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It's Christy Lee.
I'm looking at a picture of this guy with his hand sewn to his groin.
There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just six things like that dangling down. I mean, this is utterly disgusting.
I can tell by the delivery. The
six things like that
dangling
down.
We were going to need a wrong thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoon fetish.
We needed anything.
Yeah.
I could tell I was going to need some help. Like, you know, when Josh delivers them real slow, he's going, I got a joke, but I'm not sure how to stick the landing. I'm going to go, but I'm going to slow down because I think I may be able to.
That's right.
Yes.
Utter.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
Utter is where I wanted to get to. Yeah.
It felt right, didn't it?
I reached over and grabbed the drum thing.
Yeah,
I knew it wasn't going to stick.
You're right.
This next news story, you're going to need a pencil.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Wait a minute.
Use my feather quill. Is that okay?
A New Hampshire woman fighting the State Department of Motor Vehicles over her 15-year-old vanity license plate.
I saw this story, and I don't know what the big deal is.
All right. Write it down. It's
spell it out.
P.
Right.
B.
Yep.
Number 4.
Check.
W. E.
Right.
G. O.
Oh, I get it. P before we go.
Yes. Oh. That's according to SeacoastOnline.com, Wendy Auger of Rochester has been asked to surrender the plate. Once again, she's had it for 15 years.
Oh, that's clever.
The state says phrases related to excretory acts are not permitted.
Oh.
Ms. Auger, who is one of 92 other New Hampshire drivers who received vanity plate recall letters, is appealing.
It's got to be a fun office.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let me see the plates.
Every parent has said that before you got in the car.
Did you pee before we go?
Yeah.
Also, I think it's interesting because it's...
Could be a whole lot worse.
It's not really a public service.
Right.
Because if you're reading the plate, you've already gone. See what I'm saying? If you're driving, if you got the kids in the car and all of a sudden you get behind, oh, pee before we go, and you're already on the road.
Yeah, but it's we, not you. Yeah. If it was pee before you go, that would be...
Before
you climb into the car, you look at the license plate and go, oh, yeah, we better pee before we go.
I'll tell you what, I think it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could end in...
these people are strict about it. Any vehicle that suggests any excretory behavior, I mean, they've already banned dump trucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, I know. Nothing from you. Yeah. Didn't. It was as though I... Said nothing, I suppose, for you. Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, and they were saying apparently there is a master list of vanity license plates that are not acceptable, that these various states pass around to each other. Because a lot of this stuff is either so hip or so new, they don't get the reference.
Yeah. But, I saw one the other day, and I thought, but my mind went immediately dirty.
Oh, Can you say it?
It was...
Was it letter C, letter U?
No. It was G-L-D-N
Golden
L-V-R.
Golden Lover.
Golden Lover.
Yeah, they clearly love Golden like Retrievers. Dogs. Yeah.
Or
Golden Showers.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's where I went.
Would have ended in S-H-R.
Well, that says more about you than it does.
That ends in H-R.
No, it doesn't. You didn't have to...
Golden Lover. That says way more about you.
It's a great song with Philip Bailey and Phil
Golden
Collins.
Lover. Mm-hmm.
You don't like that song? Easy Lover? The great Philip Bailey?
You don't like Easy Lover?
They're singing too high. Only dogs can enjoy that song.
No, that's the Four Seasons. I think Frankie Valli sings too high.
Listen to Easy Lover, how stupidly loud Philip Bailey. Well, you're wrong.
Philip Bailey.
I'm wrong about a lot of things, I admit.
You're not wrong about this, Christy. He's just being a curmudgeon.
No, you know why I'm being a curmudgeon? Because in the pee before we go story, I said, it could be a lot worse. Nothing. And then 10 seconds later, you say it could be a lot worse.
Well, then
Then
I gave an example of how it could
big
be worse.
Big laughs.
Could have been pee before I see. Never mind.
That's because he signs our checks.
I still think you met your dogs this morning.
What? Ah, great.
And just in case it wasn't, the singing wasn't high enough, they have that thing in the background going.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I think we reached.
I like the song.
I think we'd reach Phil Collins' saturation at this point.
I think that's
what the problem is.
Absolutely. Well, it's not Phil's fault. The man's a genius.
Yeah, I think he has a couple of missteps.
There may be a couple. His Susudio misstep, I will give you that one, but the rest of them.
I like Susudio.
Really,
it's a great song.
I don't care for the Carpet Crawlers or whatever.
I love that. The Genesis tune?
The Carpet Crawlers.
You like that one?
I love that
song. I don't even know that one.
What about Squonk, man?
From Seconds Out. Squonk. Great song.
I don't think I've ever heard Squonk.
What the hell does
Squonk mean?
Every morning when I wake up, Squonk starts playing and I walk down the hallway.
This is what's troubling you, this great keyboard thing here?
I mean, it's piercing, isn't it?
Irritating,
I like the song. I'm just saying.
You're doing the Josh dance.
I told you, I like this song.
Get into it. Do the Josh dance. Come on, get into it. There we go.
Yeah.
Old ladies. It's the old pantry dropper.
Pantry dropper?
Yes, of course. Food and whatever. Gelatinous blob. Barely functions.
Coming up, we have beer can enthusiasts.
Boy, look at that monstrosity, they say. Waddle around.
I walk down the hallway to Squonk, and I vacuum to Cochise. My audio slave.
Okay, real quick. I got to play some.
Those are my soundtracks.
This is a great song.
Okay. Sorry about it. See, I'm waking up, walking down the hallway.
This is a great beat.
I don't know this song. Never heard it.
I don't know it either, but I can see Chick walking down the hallway.
In slow motion.
This is Genesis, not just Phil. It'll come to you.
Do this little. Can you walk?
A long intro.
It It's a long entry. There's a great live version of this out there. You know, I love the beginning. The very beginning just kicks off with that. No.
Where's Cochise by Audio Slave? You got Cochise by Audio Slave over there?
Okay, fine.
All right.
Let's see now.
Sorry to bother you.
No, no, go ahead. No,
could
no.
be a little worse.
I did not hear you say it.
I didn't either.
I did. But oftentimes when you
Thank you, Pat.
But you didn't give an example of how it could be worse.
Well, how are you going to give an example?
Because
pee is and then poopy and then...
You're talking really high and really loud. You know what that means.
It could have ended in S-H-T.
See?
No, it wouldn't. So pee before you...
you kind of do, don't you?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.